The launch of the Sea to Sky Legacy Fund is prompting hope that local businesses will pay to assist in the maintenance of parks, recreation sites and trails for many years to come. On April 13, dozens gathered at the Sea to Sky Gondola Summit Lodge to celebrate the launching of the fund. The idea is that participating businesses will charge a minimum fee to their customers, and that money will help protect natural recreation areas in the corridor. It comes at a time when many are concerned that overuse from tourism could degrade the environment. Performers from the Squixwu Seven Mesh Uxwumixus, Squamish Nation, Weltima Kexwusum Song and Dance Group opened the ceremony. "It really takes a community to take care of our respected lands here," said Kaun Joyce Williams of the Nation. The fund is a joint effort between the Sea to Sky Gondola and BC Parks Foundation. Officials from both organizations were present to give remarks. "Our team's commitment is to do the very best we can and to live in a good way, and to be in a good way upon these lands, and reflect the generosity of spirit of those who came before us," said Kirby Brown, general manager of the gondola. So, the Sea to Sky Fund is about giving back. The CEO of BC Parks Foundation, Andrew Day, said the initiative was about having a new relationship with nature. "It's moving forward as leaders in the world in a new relationship between people and nature, where it's not extractive, where it's reciprocal, it's giving back," said Day. "It's learning, it's enjoying, and it's appreciating, then showing gratitude and respect and a sense of interconnection." The founders of the fund are hoping more businesses will join to enlarge the fund, which will serve as a resource to preserve the natural beauty of the corridor.